Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Therefore, holy brothers who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest whom we confess. See to it that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart and turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end the confidence we had at first. One's confession of Jesus is the confession of faith we have in Him being the Son of God who died on the cross for our sins. When we come to know what Jesus did, the message is to believe it, confess it, and repent of a sinful and unbelieving life. Jesus taught His disciples to witness the truth of His death, burial, and resurrection to the world. Those who believe in their witness of Jesus as God's Son were to be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, beginning a new life of living in Christ as Lord over our own will. Those who received the sacred writing of the book of Hebrews had made their confession of faith in Jesus. But there was a danger of turning away from God's will through the deceitfulness of sin. That has not changed throughout the centuries of time. Today, sin's deceitfulness can turn a believer's heart away from God's divine love. With the most earnest prayers, we want to be a source of encouragement to all who hear our testimony of faith that Jesus is our Lord and our Savior. He is God's Son who came to save us.
When I think of how He came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace, on Mount Calvary take my place. Then I ask myself the question, who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why He ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross He'd go, for who am I? When I'm reminded of His words, I'll leave thee never. Just be true, I'll give to you a life forever. I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son, to fight my battles till they're won. For who am I? Who am I will thine, Lord. The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he go, for who am I? To an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I?
Who am I?
The writer of Hebrews, whom we quoted at the beginning of our message, knew the dangers that were present in this world. Satan and his lies did not stop at the Garden of Eden. As Jesus said of the devil, he is the father of lies. It is his nature to undermine the truth that God has spoken. Today, the same danger is present as in the first century when the inspired scriptures were being written. God gave men the inspiration to write his word down so that we can know his will. The Christians who were first to receive this portion of scripture were among those who were being tempted to turn away from their faith in Jesus as God's Son. The danger was that they would lose the only hope of God's saving grace, for it is not possible to please God without faith. And that faith is a belief and a trust in Jesus and his dying for our sins and then our being raised up to live a new life. The faithful Christians shared in the heavenly calling, as the writer says. We have been called by God to receive life in the name of Jesus. Now, God did not choose us over anyone else individually, for the gospel of Jesus has been offered to everyone. We share in the heavenly calling because we have heard the gospel. And that call, where Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest," is a call that we have answered. What the Savior was offering was a rest from the burden of sin and the consequences of a sinful life. He will give rest to the human heart by giving freedom from our sins and giving us a new way to live by turning away from sin and serving our living God, living in his righteousness. We must face the fact that the message of this world is to reject God and to reject all the truth that he has shared. The allurement is to satisfy our fleshly or our carnal nature without regard to what is right and wrong. To reject God is to deny that we are accountable for our behavior. There would be no need for a conscience if there were no right or wrong behaviors. Yet we know with certainty that there are actions that are unacceptable to men and to our Creator. Do you remember Cain and how he responded to God when the Lord asked about his brother Abel? Cain said, "Am I my brother's keeper?" Well, there are so many, many places in the scripture that answers that question with a resounding, "Yes, we are." In our reading, Christians who share in this heavenly calling of faith are to encourage one another daily, it says. One of the reasons that God has called his children to assemble together is to encourage one another as we share in our praise to God, our love for Jesus, remembering that he gave his life to save us. We testify to one another that we believe in God's great promise of eternal life. We pray for each other, lifting up our prayers to strengthen our faith when sorrow comes. We pray over spiritual difficulties when temptations are things that we face. We bear with one another the physical and spiritual struggles of this sinful and corrupt generation. We hold one another up as we stand for the truth and the righteousness that Christ has left for us to follow. To prevent the deceitfulness of sin, turning our hearts away from living under God's blessed grace, we are instructed to fix our thoughts on Jesus. Reading the scriptures, memorizing verses, meditating upon the words of Christ, remembering to honor him in worship are all ways of keeping our minds focused upon the Lord himself. The more we give our thoughts to what Jesus has done for us and what he has promised to do for us when he returns to this earth, the stronger we will be to defeat any and all of the influences that would turn our faith away from him. As the writer said, we must hold firmly to our confession of Jesus as our Lord and our Savior until the end. Let us do all we can to keep our faith and continue to confess Jesus by doing his will each and every day.
How long has it been since you talked with the Lord and told him your heart's hidden secret? How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through? How long has it been since your mind felt at ease? How long since your heart knew no burden? Can you call him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you?
How long has it been since you knew?
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in him until he comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.